we're doing a mini episode again, our second one. Uh-huh. And there, last one we did, we talked about all the new stuff that's coming on Castle Rock Season 2. And we do have some Stephen King news to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That actually has been out a while, but we haven't talked about it, so I thought we would. But more important, we have a giveaway.
Oh.
A big giveaway, actually. If you act quickly, that's right. Deal. That's what we're doing.
This is very exciting. Yes. Right now. So if you listen to this right now, you are super in luck. Otherwise,
yeah,
sorry.
Well, just try anyway. But here's the deal. A close friend of the show and of mine, Angela Ortiz, has a website called Sefija Online.
How do you spell that?
Sefija Online.
Okay.
And that Sefija is Spanish-ish for what's happening, what's up, what's going on.
Okay, nice.
And she's had this site for about 9 years, eight or nine years, forever. And it covers show business, primarily where Latinos are involved, in front or behind the camera. It's all in English. I've been working with her on it. I wrote a bunch of stuff for it in its early days. And recently, she's done more about stuff, whether Latinos are involved or not, just stuff that's grown.
Because
she's got a little rep here in the Hollywood area that gets giveaways to give away tickets, and she gets to go to screeners and all that stuff. And she called me yesterday and said that she had just been given 50 sets of tickets to Pet Sematary.
Sets of tickets.
To a special screening of Pet Sematary.
Early, before it comes out.
Yeah, two days it's going to be out on... I'm sorry. So it's going to be...
Brad woke me up from a nap.
I did. I just barged in here and said, so it's a week from tomorrow. But the tickets are available right now. First come, first serve.
Yes.
And she's letting us do this here. We're kind of co-sponsoring this.
I love it.
The showing is in Burbank, California at the AMC 16. And get all the information by doing this. Going to your favorite device and going to bit.ly, that's like we do for the other thing, bit.ly/PetSemTix. PetSemTix. All one word.
And it's bit.ly. Period. L-Y.
Yeah.
bit.ly/PetSemTix. Okay.
And if you do that, again, first come, first serve, so do it right away. You go there and you don't have to enter a drawing or guess any questions, do anything.
You win.
You just click the poster of Pet Sematary you see there, and if there are any still available, you'll have two tickets
to go see
Pet Sematary a week from Thursday. So if you're out of the state or you're not going to be around on that Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And again, all the information on the site right there, that bing, bang, boom. But do it right now, and you might get to go see Pet Sematary before we do even.
Well, and here's the thing. So I work, and my boss happens to be a teacher. So she teaches, she's a professor. So basically, if I can get off an hour and a half early, then I will be there. But I hope, Brad, will you be there?
No. Well, I want to see it with you.
Oh, that's right. We're going to do it together.
That's it. That's okay.
We're going to go on Saturday anyway.
We're going to go Saturday. Yeah. We're going to record late that Saturday. And then we'll be out the Monday after, which is not next Monday, but a week from. Still, to get the tickets for next week, do this thing right now. And we wanted to get this out as soon as we knew. And it's
And now you can go and see Pet Sematary early, days early.
Yeah, bit.ly/PetSemTix, and that'll take you right to the post on SophiaOnline.com, which is also a really nice site anyway. We're also going to be writing up our impressions of Pet Sematary and posting it on her site after we do that, so her folks can see what we think, because we're so darn smart.
Because we know so much about our love for Stephen King.
And since we're here, I thought we would also talk about something I don't think we actually mentioned yet, which is that Stephen King has a new book coming out.
Ah, we have not talked about
that. Yeah, he has a new book coming out in September, almost exactly 6 months from now.
Ooh.
On September the 19th of 2019, a big book, apparently, called The Institute.
Oh my God, I love the name.
Yeah, and actually I have now on his site and a few other places, you can actually, I think, pre-order it on Amazon even now.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to look at how much that's going to cost. But let me read you this deal. It's going to sound a whole lot like a whole lot of other Stephen King stuff.
That's okay.
The Institute.
Mashed together.
In the middle of the night, in a house on a quiet street in suburban Minneapolis, intruders silently murder Luke Ellis's parents and load him into a black SUV. The operation takes less than 2 minutes. Luke will wake up at the Institute in a room that looks just like his own, except there's no window. And outside his door are other doors, behind which are other kids with special talents, telekinesis, and telepathy, to get to this place the same way Luke did. Kalisha, Nick, George, Iris, and 10-year-old Avery Dixon. They are all in front half. Others, Luke learns, graduated to back half. Quote, like the Roach Motel, Kalisha tells him. You check in, but you don't check out. In this most sinister of institutions, the director, Mrs. Sigsby, and her staff are ruthlessly dedicated to extracting from these children the force of their extra-normal gifts. There are no scruples here. If you go along, you get tokens for the vending machines. If you don't, punishment is brutal. As each new victim disappears to back half, Luke becomes more and more desperate to get out and get help. But no one has ever escaped from the Institute.
Holy fuckballs.
That's all we know.
I love it. Okay, yeah. So when you first tell me about that, you're right. It just the first thing you think is, you know, with Firestarter and the...
The shop.
The shop. The Aliens franchise. Okay, yeah, that's the right, shop.
The shop, which is very multiversal. It's interesting. It doesn't mention the shop in here or anything else, but the powers specifically... Sure, and they're, you know... You got tons of others that have got the shine and got telepathic powers. And
oh, dude, if those kids ever got a chance to work together, which you know they will at some point, it's going to be fucking explosions at the end. The best King's endings are the ones with the explosions.
But with it sounds like a big cast and a lot going on. Doesn't sound like one of his little books at all. Mm. And it's right back in the middle of his usual suspense slash horror stuff.
With the supernatural and the
little paranormal. It's hard to see, it's paranormal anyway. And it's, I think, more of the... Firestarter and Carrie variety.
Good, get back to the shit you know.
Pure, supernatural stuff. So that's literally, I was just counting on my little fingers. And it is just a hair under 6 months from today.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Not like there won't be a crap load of stuff before then.
Right.
But
that comes out, we'll have to...
You know, we've got all that news about Castle Rock. We've got Pet Sematary coming out.
I'm so excited to go see that with you. And now I have new glasses. So I never have worn glasses before in my entire life. I'm adjusting. It's a weird week and a half of seasickness and craziness and everything. So I have been wondering why the last few years I've been falling asleep at every time I go to the movie theater. Now I will be able to stay awake because I will be able to see at a distance without my eyeballs getting so tired that I knock out on somebody's shoulder and drool all over them.
Which I've always enjoyed. But as far as King goes, be looking for the Institute and please take advantage of us while you can here. And if
we love being taken advantage of.
Yeah. And go to bit.ly/petsemtix and see if you can pick up a couple of free tickets to go see Pet Sematary.
Yes.
And we will talk to you again next Monday.
Yes.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
Already.
I know.
Okay. Talk to you then.
Bye.